Hello and welcome to GrahamSlater.com. This is where you can find out more information and purchase novels from author and scriptwriter Graham Slater. And Graham joins me now as well. Hi, Graham.
Hi, Phil. Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you too. And you've had a very varied life, to say the least, Graham. You were a professional musician in the 60s. And I want to know, did you get to play in Hamburg?
Yes, I did. And it's probably the highlight or one of the highlights of my musical life. I was there for nearly 5 years and followed in the footsteps of the Beatles playing at the Star Club, Top 10, Kaiserkeller many times and the other clubs around the city.
You've written and published 9 novels. Did your time as a professional musician help you with this?
Yes, it did, because towards the end of that 5 years, we started writing our own songs. And I think being creative is something that doesn't come naturally. But if you're put in a position where you need to come up with something that is different, then you have to be creative and use the part of the brain that a lot of people sadly don't use. So it was a tremendous help to me.
So tell us, when and how did it start?
Well, it was not that long ago, actually. I mean, I wrote lots of songs in the 60s, 70s and 80s, but I've always wanted to write a novel, but I didn't know how. And then in 2004, I had kidney cancer and had my right kidney removed. And that gave me 3 months to actually look at not just my life, but to look at how and what I should write about. And thinking back, the only thing that I really knew then was my time in Germany as a musician. So rather than write it as a diary or whatever, or a memoir, I decided to write it as a novel. And Ticket to Ride was a title I loved. I love the Beatle track and the B-side of that. But I decided to call the book Ticket to Ride and worked on it. It's a work of fiction. Everything happened in it, but not necessarily to me. So I just wanted something that would grab people and let them know what it was really like, the warts and all, back in those early 60s days when so many musicians played in that wonderful city.
All it takes is for somebody to go on the website and click through all of the different books. They're very diverse with the different genres and themes. Was that planned?
No, it wasn't, because once I'd written Ticket to Ride, I started to look for other ideas. And it's very difficult because anyone who writes or wants to write, you're on your own, you know. It's a solitary period. You could be working on anything. Ticket to Ride took me 2 or 3 years to get finished, but many of my books take me longer than that. So if you're going to get ahead and start writing, you need to be prepared for being locked away in a study and working on it. And because of the different genres, they just came to me. It's something that interested me. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to write that. And away I went. But it certainly wasn't planned. And some of the things I've written, I can't believe that I actually did such diverse stories, really.
And where do you get the ideas for all of these varying subjects that you write?
Well, I'm a great listener. I'm always listening to people. I would sit in a cafe, on a bus, on a train, on a ship. And I would listen to people, or I say something in the newspapers or magazines. And if I like the idea, then I just store it in my brain. And I think the brain's a wonderful thing. And over a period of months or years, that will start to become or form into an idea that becomes much more than that. It becomes the whole germ, if you like, for a novel. So it takes a while, but there are ideas out there all the time. It's just finding them and hearing them and noticing them.
There's lots of awesome character names, and I've noticed that you do think very carefully when you choose all of these to suit the book. So how do you research your characters and also choose their names at the same time?
Well, I think names are incredibly important. So once I've got a character in my mind, in my mind's eye, I then subconsciously look through magazines or see actors on television or in a film, and I think, yeah, that's the guy or that's the young lady. She is my Zeta. She is my Liam.
Yeah.
And once I've got that, then the whole thing forms. The names can sometimes change because what I've realized in writing a novel called Cowboys and Angels, I had two characters in it, two young ladies whose names were quite similar. And when I was reading it and editing it, I was getting confused as to which person was which. So I changed one of the names and the whole thing came to life. So I always look at names. I want names that are different, names that people will remember. and a name that is the character that I've had in my mind from the beginning.
It's that detail and information that really gives that connection to the reader as well. So things like the places and the descriptive words you have around the certain situations, it's so important. How do you research all of that about the places and the information?
Well, once I've set up the basic storyline and the plot and my characters, so I've got all that and I have a timeline, and then I look at places that either I've visited or would like to visit. And I go to them and I walk the streets so that the details in the books and all of them, anyone could follow their journey, if you like. So whether it's somewhere like Tallinn in Estonia or Hamburg, which I use quite a lot, Helsinki, Rome, all these places are places that I've been, and my stories tend to flow through those places with my characters.
I think that's incredible. And you do deliver a creative writing experience almost to that person. And in fact, even on a personal level on cruise ships. And I believe that you wrote a book specifically for them too.
Well, I did. And I've done a lot of creative writing sessions on ships. I don't actually teach people because I'm not a teacher. But what I do is I divulge and explain how I write and what works for me. And that normally opens up the door for anyone that's creative to actually start writing themselves. Now, when I've done these cruises, people say, well, we didn't write anything down, and you've done 6 or 8 sessions with us, there's nothing available, is there? And of course there wasn't. So what I did is I came up with a book called Write On, which is W-R-I-T-E, Write On, and that gives them a guide to getting started, whether that be a novel or their memoirs, family history, because they're all relevant to when you're writing a book. You need to know about your characters. So I came up with Write On, and that sells incredibly well on the ships. In fact, I probably sell more of those than any of my novels, but I do like to see people reading my novels on the ship. It's a wonderful thing to see, and to see their reactions, and they'll come up to me and say, why did Zita do that? Surely she shouldn't have done that. She could have done this. Or why did you kill that person off? And it's just the way it is. But what is wonderful, Phil, is the interaction with people who've read my books. And if they're on a ship for 10, 12, 14 days or longer, they might read 2 or 3 of them. So it's wonderful to have that interaction, which most authors don't actually get.
Something that listeners can do to this is go on the website and explore some of the pictures in the gallery of the cruise ship talks and also those creative writing sessions. And you can see people there reading the books during the cruises. What reaction do you get when they are on the cruise and they are reading those books?
It's wonderful. My wife takes pictures. If they leave on the sunbed while they're having a swim, she'll take a picture. Or if they're reading them, she'll take a picture. But the feedback is great for me as a writer. To know where I'm going right, where I'm going wrong. Generally, it's very positive, but occasionally people will come up and say, oh, I prefer to read, I don't know, Lee Child. I don't like your style. But that's very few and far between. People like what I write, and they're almost a captive audience on the ship. If they bought it, they want to read it, and they know they've got so many days to do that. So I'm pretty fortunate, really. I edge my bets all the time, Phil.
And what can we find on your website, apart from what I've mentioned?
Well, all my books are on there, and there are interviews and videos. I've done videos for most. There are radio interviews, a couple with major stations, a couple with overseas radio stations, photographs, as you've just said. So everything is on there, and I think it's a great site. I try to keep it up to date. All my calendar is on there when I'm doing things, when I'm on the ships. It's all there. And it's a good insight. Say all my books are there and they can read about them and decide what and which ones they want to buy.
You mentioned your calendar there, Graham. And here's the big question. What's next?
Next, and I'm really excited about this, is my new novel, which will be number 9. And it's called Street Life. And it's based around a group of buskers. And we touched on research earlier, and to research the world of busking, I do play the piano accordion, and I actually been performing in the high street, just getting a feel of what it's like. And to be honest, it's wow. not not very good at all. I played well, but I just don't like the people walking by or crossing the road rather than putting a couple of foreign coins in a hat, you know. But Street Life is the next novel. It will be out in 2024, probably early summer, because we've got a lot of things going on at the moment. But it's all mapped out. I've got all my characters, got their names, everything I need. I just need to sit down and spend probably 2 months uninterrupted writing it.
It sounds absolutely brilliant, Graham, and I wish you all the very best with that. And of course, all the rest of your work as well. Who knows what is on the horizon, right?
I know some film producers have picked up my books and they are interested in them, as are directors and even actors. But it takes a long time to get a film put together. But as long as my books are out there and people are buying them, I'm happy. But yeah, like you say, you don't know what's next, Phil. Life is wonderful. And I'm so pleased that I'm able to spend time now writing and doing what I want to do.
And thanks for sharing your experiences with us here on the website today, Graham. I'm wishing you all the very best with your future work and catch up with you soon. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.